In the musical My Fair Lady, pompous phonetics professor Henry Higgins makes a wager with his colleague Colonel Pickering that he can take a poor young woman who is scratching out a living selling flowers on the street corner and turn her into a woman of style and substance by teaching her how to change her accent from that of an uneducated Cockney to the accent of the most educated of upper crust British lady. In this work, he puts Eliza Doolittle through hours and hours of practicing words and phrases and sentences over and over again until she can finally pronounce the H's in front of words and the vowels in the middle of them. He's successful. But in the course of teaching Eliza, he treats her with contempt, seeing her only as an object of his scientific experiment. And eventually she flees his home and finds refuge in the home of the family of a young man, Freddie Eynsford Hill, who has fallen in love with the reinvented Eliza. Well, starry-eyed Freddie does his best to romance Eliza with words of love and overflowing armfuls of flowers. But Eliza has had it with empty promises and poetic words. And in one of the most wonderful scenes of that Lerner and Lowe movie or musical, she confronts Freddie with a song sung in righteous anger called "Show Me." And if I had more courage, I would sing it to you. But it's kind of an earworm. I've been singing it to myself for several days now. Sticks with you. But the first two verses are, "Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me not dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Never do I ever want to hear another word. There isn't one I haven't heard. Here we are together in what ought to be a dream. Say one more word and I'll scream." Words. They help. They hurt. They're empty. They're full of profound meaning. There is corporate speak, political speak, church speak. There's medical speak. There's the first word your child says, and there's the last word of the dying. There's texting, shorthand, LOL, and street slang, words that are in and words that are out. There's superficial, empty chatter, and then there is that rare person of few words. And then there is the word. "And the word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." And in the words of Eliza Doolittle, this is a word that shows us. This is the word that God speaks into the world, the word that God speaks clearly, calling us into intimate relationship with God. The Word, God's Word spoken, has been with God since before beginning. And the Word is life and light. The Word is creating, God's breath blown across the waters. God's breath blown across the years. During the Reformation, God was spoken of as Deus loquens, the speaking God, the eloquent God. Jesus the Word is God at God's most eloquent. Through his words, his actions, his teachings, his relationships, and his love, we know God clearly. Follow Jesus in word, in prayer, and in your actions as best you can, and you will know that God is still speaking. God's actions through Jesus and our actions through Jesus and with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit meet in partnership to create a powerful force of love that can change the world. Our resolutions at the cusp of this new year, our hopes and yearnings, as well as our fears and sorrows, are bound together in the promises of God, the one who creates all things new. God who showed in word, in deed, and in covenant promise through Christ that there is nowhere God won't go. There is nothing God won't endure to show us that we are beloved of God and worthy. Believe it or not, it's been almost 2 years since I started serving alongside you at Calvary Episcopal Church. I've been reflecting on this beautiful gospel passage, perhaps John at his most eloquent. And as I've thought about it in the last several months, almost 2 years, I realized that in the encounters that I've had at Calvary, one-on-one, times together, committee meetings, Sunday school with our children, our vestry, our newly developing pastoral care and parish life corps, the two groups that are really getting going right now, the lovely Sacred Circle initiative, and in this Log College grant team, this group that is working all year to get ready for the grant we receive next fall from Princeton. From chats in the hallway, over the telephone, yes, and in texts, and in Facebook messaging, I realized that at Calvary we speak and we hear a lot of words. We talk a lot. We take notes. We create. We vision. We get energized and we debate. Sometimes we worry. We plan and prepare. More often than not, we are vulnerable with one another. We share our stories. We laugh and we cry. We hold on to each other. We hug a lot. And we support each other. And we try our best not to just love one another, but to do so unconditionally. Not always easy, but we try. And sometimes we have to forgive. We have good words here. Good words. And I think that that's because we believe that what we do here, we do in the name of the Word made flesh. Yesterday morning, I gathered together with about 10 other folks, part of our Log College grant team, who met gathering for almost 3 hours on a holiday Saturday. And one of the things that we did together yesterday was we did a Bible study through Lectio Divina, where you read a passage 3 times, and we studied together the parable of the Good Samaritan. As I thought and have reflected and processed on that experience, my heart this morning is still so full of the words that people shared yesterday. Rich, profound, thoughtful and faithful words shared by folks aged 13 to 60. My gratitude for that group and my gratitude for all of the folks who come in and out of Calvary, staying here for generations, for 5 weeks, for a day, is so huge that my own little words can't describe it. I read somewhere that in Jesus we have received a love letter written in human flesh and blood from God who created everything in the beginning. That love letter, that word, our words held in the love of the Holy Spirit are life and light and alive and moving here in this place. We are on fire with love, dear Eliza Doolittle, and we show this in our words and in our deeds. This I know. Thanks be to God. Amen.